بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم: أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear elders, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of intelligence, described what is intelligence. My topic today is the subject of education. I have been an educator myself for over 35 years. I don't teach small children, I teach the parents of small children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. We all know this ayat of Surah Al Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation and the alternating of the night and the day, are ayat lil ulil albab. There are signs for people who reflect, signs for people of understanding, signs for people of intelligence. And then Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, who according to the creator of intelligence is intelligent, who according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person of understanding. Allah said, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. First quality, these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of their lives, standing, sitting and lying down. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, I want you to remember this pronoun, wow. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and who do, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and who do fikr, فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and the result of that is they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. They say, oh Allah, oh our Rabb, you have not created all of this without purpose. Glory be to you and save us from the fire. Allahumma ajina min al-nar, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the fire, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the meaning of education. He told us what education should achieve. That is, to create intelligent people who can see the signs of their Rabb in His creation. There is no conflict in Islam between science and theology. Science is a tool to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory and majesty better and to remind ourselves of our meeting with Him. A meeting which is sure to happen and soon. A meeting for which anyone who is intelligent prepares himself. These ayat define the outcome of education, which is to enhance and develop our intelligence, to make us more intelligent, to open the eyes of the head and the heart, to enable us to see the reality of things. According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in these ayat, education must achieve three things. The first thing that education must achieve is to introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us and to enable us to remember Him always, which is dhikrullah, which produces khashyatullah. The second purpose of education is to enable us to research in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and to recognize His signs in His creation. The third purpose of education is this loop closes, which is the sequence of dhikrullah and fikr fi khalqi samawati wal ard, which takes us to the akhirah, reminds us of the akhirah. This is the beauty of the Quran al-Kareem. Education that does not achieve these three core purposes is not education and does not produce intelligent people, no matter how many degrees they have, no matter what positions they occupy, no matter how many books they have written, no matter how many YouTube videos, no matter what. If education is not producing this result, if education is not producing these three things, then it is not education. And those people are not intelligent people. So don't get deceived by titles or by positions or by degrees or by the number of books and so on. Refer back to the definition of intelligence by the one who created intelligence. My brothers and sisters, let me clarify that intelligence is a faculty. As a faculty, intelligence is genetic. We have it, animals have it, so did Iblis. What I'm speaking about here is not the genetic inheritance, but what we do with it. That is where education and training come into play. Iblis had intelligence. He used logic, and his logic landed him in the hellfire. And because of that, his so-called intelligence made him arrogant, and he refused to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command because his logic told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command was unjust. Na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, why did you refuse to make sujood and to make sajda to Adam when I ordered you? What did he say? Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. He said, you are the one who is wrong. You made me from fire, you made him from clay. Fire is superior to clay, therefore me making sajda to him is not correct. This is logic. Please understand, just because something is logical does not mean it is right. Logic is the biggest trap, especially of those who have a little bit of knowledge, especially of those who have gone to some school or some college and they have studied a couple of books and they consider themselves to be ulama, and then they apply their logic and they go to the conclusions which are the conclusions of Iblis. Don't fall into this trap. The only logic which is faultless is the logic of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, because this logic is reinforced with the ilm of wahi. And that is why we must understand this very clearly. Just because something is logical does not make it right. Just because something within quotes does not make sense to you does not make it illogical. Please understand these two things. These are very, very important concepts in education. Iblis considered himself to be superior to Adam alayhi salam by birth. That is racism. I am superior to somebody because of my color, because of my nationality, because of my birth. To consider this is racism, and racism is the first evil which landed Iblis in the hellfire. That is why, let me give you an example. Education is essential because it is like a farmer who digs irrigation channels to his crops. That farmer's crop does well, he has a great harvest, not because of the rain, because the rain also fell on the fields of the farmer who did not dig irrigation channels. The water just flowed away. But the farmer who dug the irrigation channels, that rain went to where the farmer wanted the rain to go. Irrigation channels are education. Rain is inherent intelligence. That is the example that I want to give you. So let us see what the Quranic way of educating does. The first thing, as I mentioned to you, is that it introduces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us And it enables us and it reminds us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of our lives. Know Allah and remember Him, which is dhikrullah. Now, brothers and sisters, I submit to you that what we call knowledge, or what we like to call knowledge, is really only information. It is not ilm, it is malumat. Let me illustrate. If you ask me, who is there who can cause any benefit or harm? If you ask me this question, who is there who can cause any benefit or harm? What will I tell you? I will say only Allah. Yes? لا نافع ولا ضار إلا الله. There is no one who can cause any benefit or any harm other than Allah. But if you can look inside my heart, and inside my heart you find there is fear, there is anxiety, there is stress, there is hope in people, there is hope in material, then is my answer correct or is it wrong? My answer is factually correct because there is no one other than Allah who can cause harm or help. But my answer is experientially for me, it is wrong because I don't actually experience that, I don't believe that. I am giving you the theoretical factual answer, which is correct. If I was writing a question paper, you have to give me full marks. But if you were able to look in my heart, then you must ask me, Ya Shaykh, how come you are saying there is no one who can harm or benefit except Allah? Then why are you worried about this and worried about that? This is the difference between information and knowledge. Let me give you another example. A month after the invasion of Sabiq, Rasulullah ﷺ learned that some of the clans of Ghatafan in the Najd were planning to invade, to attack Medina. So Rasulullah ﷺ decided to preempt that, and he took an army of 450 soldiers. He put Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu in charge of Medina, and he went to the Najd. Now, when the Najdis, when the Ghatafan found that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was coming and the army was coming, they dispersed and they went away into the mountain, into the hills, and they were never found. There was never any battle actually. They ran away. So after they went there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned around. They were coming back. On the way, it started raining. They got wet and they were in a valley of thorn trees. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dispersed the army. He said, go rest and, you know, dry up your clothes and whatnot. So they all dispersed. Rasulullah himself took off his chainmail. He took off the gambeson under that, the undershirt, and he hung it up on a tree to dry. And he took off his sword and he hung the sword also on the tree to dry. And he lay down under the sleep and he fell asleep. Now, one of the enemy soldiers, a man by the name of Ghawarath bin Harith, he was following the troops and he suddenly saw Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lying there sleeping by himself, no protection, sword is on the tree. The man thought this is the time, and he went there, he took the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he pulled it out of the scabbard, he's standing there with a naked sword, and he woke up Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Muhammad, who will save you from me now? And Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah. That's it. The man started shivering, the sword fell from his hand. Rasulullah ﷺ picked up the sword and he said to the man, who will save you from me now? The man said, nobody. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Rasulullah ﷺ accepted his Islam. On a side note, see the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody goes to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah gives him Jannah, wallahi. Ajib. He accepts Islam on the hand of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to kill him. This is rahmah min Allah ta'ala. May Allah give us rahmah, may Allah give us Jannah without our effort and without giving hisab, without taking hisab from us, inshallah. Now, my question is very simple. My question is, when the man asked this question, who will save you from me, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, was he giving information or was he invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What was that? Was that a connection or was he giving him an answer to a question? Oh, very good, nice, fucker, right answer, 100%. No. When he said, Allah, this is connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalla. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the Sahaba. They came running. They see this man sitting there. They pulled out their swords. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no, hold on, don't harm him. And then he narrated the story. He said, this is what happened. This man came here. This is what he asked me. This is what I told him. Now he's Muslim. Leave him alone. This is the meaning and the difference between information and knowledge. My brothers and sisters, Zikrullah is to be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives 24/7. It is not counting beads. It is not saying I recited this 200 times, I recited that 10,000 times. If you recite the name of Allah, if you simply say Subhanallah one time in your entire life, but you say that with the istihzar of that, with the haqq of Allah in your heart, that is sufficient inshallah for us to go to Jannah. It's not a matter of how many thousand times we... Unfortunately, what has happened to a lot of us is that the means to reach something, we have made the means an end in itself. We forget that these are all means. Salah is a means. Sawm is a means. Zakat is a means. Hajj is a means. All of these are means to get somewhere. It's not an end by itself. It's not something in itself. We must do it because this is the means. But to consider the means to be enough and to just do that without asking a question and saying, is it getting me where I am supposed to go? That is the question to ask ourselves. My brothers and sisters, second issue of education. First one, introduce to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enable us to remember Allah 24/7. The biggest benefit of Dhikrullah is it produces two major benefits. One, complete and total confidence. The one who is in a state of dhikr can never be afraid of anything, can never have any anxiety because he knows Allah is with me. Wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. I didn't say that, Allah said it. He is with you wherever you are. If Allah is with me, what am I supposed to be frightened about? First benefit of Dhikrullah. Second benefit of Dhikrullah is that it is a protection against sin. Because when I know, وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, when I know He knows what's in my heart, He is seeing, He is hearing, how can I commit sin when I know that Allah is watching me? Protection against sin and complete and total confidence to live in this life, no matter what's happening around me. Two major benefits of Dhikrullah, if it is done properly. Second issue, as I said, is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognize His signs, His ayat. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauty and narrative of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encapsulated everything that is under the subject of science and research and technology and invention and so on and so forth in this one phrase, figure fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Everything we know today and everything that we can possibly know till the end of time is figure fi khalqi samawati wal ard. So education can and must create this desire to learn and to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what we are learning. Not to turn us away from Allah, to turn us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I won't go into all the scientific marvels and so on and so forth that we keep on discovering every day, but let me look at some of the things we don't know. It's amazing, it humbles you, because when you start becoming too arrogant about our so-called scientific knowledge and development, think of the pyramids in Giza, in the Valley of Kings in Egypt. Nobody knows how they were created. No one knows the construction. No one knows how they are aligned to the sun and the moon when people were apparently they didn't have satellites and so on and so forth. Look at the Nazca lines in the high deserts of Peru, which people even discovered only after the satellites went up, because they are not visible from the ground. They align to the stars. How? I'm not talking about the creations of Allah. I'm talking about the creation of human beings. We don't even understand that. And then do you understand how elephants communicate across hundreds of miles of distance, telling each other about danger, telling each other about what finding water, and telling each other about grazing? There is an experiment that has been ongoing for over 50 years in Kenya and Tanzania, tracking these elephants. They communicate over hundreds of miles. And then, if you are still not impressed, how do acacia plants in the bushveld, how do they communicate? Again, over miles, where on one end, when antelope, when impala, when wildebeest, when kudu, when they start browsing on those trees communicate with other trees of their species miles away, and the trees start secreting toxins in the leaves which the antelopes can't eat. How? It's very good to understand. If you understand, if you truly understand science, you become humble. You don't become arrogant. And that is what this is supposed to do. The text of this, I have given you a couple of links. Go read them. I remind myself and you, when we become arrogant about the little knowledge that we have in the name of science, because I have been introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remember that what I am seeing and the tools by which I am seeing them are the result of His mercy. Fikr is a mindset that is deliberate, thoughtful, inquiring, introspective, and produces results. It helps the person to understand himself or herself most of all, and then even more importantly, to understand the relationship with their Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The third core value and core purpose of education is the sequence. And that's why I told you to remember that pronoun. What was that? Wow. The sequence of Dhikrullah and Fikr fi Samawati wal Ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyamahum wa qu'udahum wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi Samawati wal Ard. You know perfectly well, and I'm sure all of us know enough Arabic to know that if I say that same sentence with an aw instead of a wow, the sentence grammatically will still be correct. Grammatically, the sentence is correct, but it's not an ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use aw. Allah did not say intelligent people are those who do this or that. No. Allah said intelligent people are those who do this and who do that. And Allah showed us the sequence in which it is to be done. Who do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, and who do fikr fi samawati wal ard. Not those who do dhikr or those who do fikr, no, the two together. Because only that sequence produces the final result, which is رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Only that produces the final result, which is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu and to seek His mercy and to seek His protection and forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, we live in a part of the world here in New England where you have four clear seasons. In the summer, you have lush green everywhere. And then you saw how that turned into oranges and purples and yellows and blood red. And then now, it's all white. It's like a shroud which covers all faults. Still beautiful, but dead. Completely dead. It looks like there is no hope left of ever seeing life here again. But you know and I know that a couple of months down the road, those dead trees are going to sprout. And little green shoots will come forth, which will turn into leaves. And the birds will come back. And they will eat those red berries which Allah has protected throughout the winter. And the whole place in spring will become lush again. يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this as one of His signs. My brothers and sisters, intelligence is to recognize the sign. And it is those who recognize those signs who will say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Rabb, You have not created all this for nothing. Not created all this without purpose. All glory be to You and save us from the punishment of the fire. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that only such people are intelligent. Those who can see the signs and recognize what they are seeing and who respond to those signals. That is what education must accomplish. Introduce the student to Allah, show him his signs in his creation to reinforce that knowledge. Theology and science must go hand in hand. One without the other is deficient. Our tragedy today is that we teach theology as if there is no creation. And we teach science as if there is no creator. This must change so that students can revel in the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every scientific fact that they learn opens their eyes and fills their heart with love for their creator Jalla Jalaluhu. And even more, reminds them that one day they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day for which we must prepare and which we must look forward to. This is the kind of education which will ensure that our children learn to appreciate our masajid and madaris and will protect and care for them. This education will make them standard bearers of Islam and they will become confident ambassadors of Islam all over the world, inshallah. This is the kind of education which will ensure that this masjid here will remain a source of sadaqatul jariyah for all of you. My question to myself and you is that important for you? If that is important for you, then do something about it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your du'as, to give you what you ask with khair and afiyah, and to give you more thereafter from His generosity and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your coming here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from all the wasabis of shaitan and from everything that does not please Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and your children and your generations thereafter you, and to make your children and this masajid and the work that you do a source of sadaqatul jariyah for you long after you and I are gone to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma adina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt wa tawallana fi man tawallayt wa barik lana fi ma atayt wa qina wasrif anna sharra ma qadayt fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk fa innahu la يظل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر لنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين يا رب العالمين. يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدو يستجب لكم ولا ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أخي مسلم.